Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This episode is brought to you by my 28-day mind and body boot camp. The next round of the boot camp starts on the 1st of January 2020. So if you're keen to not only get your body fit, but also get some clean and nutrition into your life and get mind fit by reducing the impact of stress on your body, then do get in contact with me before the 1st of January so that we can get you all set up and started and ready to start fresh for the new year. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hi guys, so today it's just me chatting with you, Nikki here from Mummy Fit Time, and today I wanted to talk to you about consistency. So why is consistency so important, and why do quick fixes generally don't work? So we've all seen before and after photos in magazines where a woman decides to make a serious change and she loses, 10, 20, maybe 50 kilos in a short period of time. And then these transformations, they're almost addictive to look at, because you can imagine what could happen to you if you did the same thing. So what do? You do the quick fix that's being sold to you. You decide to purchase the fad diet or follow that eating program or whatever it might be so that you can transform yourself to look like that. But what happens is, one, you may not complete that particular program or that particular fad diet, or you might complete it and you might see these changes, but then suddenly those changes return or go back. So you go back to how you were, you gain the weight back, you start to drop the habits that you had developed through that particular program. So this is why I wanted to talk to you about consistency. And I do get it, and I do get why we go ahead and do these fad diets or fad programs or whatever it is. I've been there before myself. But what we don't want to do is start this pattern of yo-yo dieting or jumping from one diet to the next, only to find that the weight keeps coming back or that you're not able to achieve the particular goals that you want to achieve. So today's podcast, we're probably going to focus a little bit more on the losing weight context of fitness, but do keep listening if losing weight or gaining weight is not something that you're particularly interested in, because all the info that I have to share with you can be totally applied towards an exercise context of working towards your goals, whether that might be building up some fitness goals or whatever. So it all applies, it's all relevant, regardless of what I'm talking about or when I refer to weight loss, you can apply it to whatever your particular goal is. So let's start with talking about how long does it realistically and sustainably take to transform your body. As a personal trainer, I've seen a lot of transformations taking place. So I thought that this would be a good starting place for us to address the time that it takes to make a significant and sustainable transformation. Because like I said, sometimes the quick fixes don't necessarily work. So I'm going to answer with probably an answer that you don't want to hear. But I'm going to say it anyway. It really depends on the person. Every single person is different. So it can depend on where you're starting in your health and fitness journey, where you're wanting to get to, how much time you've got to commit, and if there's any other complicating factors there. So take, for example, a woman with the 10 kilos that she wants to lose, and she can commit to 3 weekly PT sessions. So PT is personal training sessions. She's good at sticking to her nutrition plan and she sees progress really quickly. But then you might have a woman who has also 10 kilos to lose, but she's got 3 kids. She's been diagnosed with an underactive thyroid and she can only commit to one exercise session per week. So she might be waiting a couple of months before starting to see results, and that's okay. So the whole point here is that to transform, to see those transformations taking effect, really depends on the person and their individual needs and their individual situation. And this is where consistency comes in, particularly for the mum who has got the three kids and has that underactive thyroid and can only do one exercise session per week, because she will still get the same result, but she may not get it as quickly as the woman that's got the 10 kilos that she needs to, that she's going to lose and can commit to three weekly PT sessions a week. So that being said, I have seen clients who I've worked with that have dropped up to 4 kilos in 4 weeks, and that's with my 28-day mind and body boot camp. However, what has happened there is to maintain their longer-term goals, they've then moved into one of my other programs, such as my online personal training program or my 12-week Reset for the Future program. So basically, they've made that start by doing the 4 weeks solid work, and then they're following through and creating that consistency and implementing consistent practices towards helping them to achieve and sustain their goals. Sustaining is the key thing there, and that's where consistency, they're sort of interrelated, I guess. So let's actually talk about consistency. So consistency is one of those most powerful tools, I guess, because your brain actually craves consistency. Consistency not only powers you through your day-to-day so you can reach your goals, but it also makes tough routines automatic. So you'll stay motivated for longer because those tough routines are automatically being done. Let's have a think about your children when they were a baby. So when your children were babies, a consistent routine is generally where they thrived. And you throw their routine out and all hell breaks loose. Am I right? Did that happen to you? I know it certainly happened to me. So if that's how it is for babies, well, why isn't that how it is for adults? Well, it is. That's what it is like for adults. The only thing is we just don't notice the routine, or we're not conscious of putting ourselves into that regular routine. So studies have shown that weight loss doesn't occur in a straight line. You lose weight for a while and then it plateaus and then you lose weight again. If you're not sure what plateau means, it's sort of like, I guess, have a think of a line graph there. So you lose weight, so you see that big drop there, and then it just goes on a straight line for a little bit, and then another big drop, and then a straight line for a little bit. So I've read some research recently from Drexel University, which is in the US, and they've confirmed this. That the best way to trim down is to steadily, but not drastically, cut down your calories. So for example, someone who lost 1 kilo each week for 3 weeks fared much better than someone who lost 4 kilos in 1 week, put 2 back on the next week, and then lost another the following week. So it's sustained, consistent weight loss there, rather than the yo-yo effect of lose some, gain some, lose some, gain some. So how do we get consistent, especially as mums? How do we get that consistency happening? So I guess to start with, to get some consistency going, is to start with a solid base of consistency, because you want to make those healthy behaviours stick. Now, how on earth do you go about creating that solid base of consistency? Well, to do this, you need to identify a higher purpose. I'm getting my tongue twisted there. You want to identify a higher purpose. So something that will give you the psychological push that you need, that will give you the push to follow through. So for example, one of the online clients I work with, I actually sent her a message prior to her scheduled workouts detailing why this workout is going to be good for her. Because that's her push. That's what pushes her, because she has in her mind, when she goes to do her workout, the benefits of why she is doing that workout and why that is positively affecting her health. So she goes and does the workout because she knows her why. For other clients, I dig a little bit deeper into their why. So often it's simply not a case of you want to lose 5 kilos. There's often a deeper reason, such as you feel frumpy in all your clothes, and you don't want your children to have a mother that doesn't actively participate with them. So I want you to have a think about this. Write it down, or if you're driving, just have a think about this. How will your routine enhance your life? So by doing exercise consistently, how is that enhancing your life? So for example, or for instance, if losing weight is important to you because you want to be an active mother, then you know that doing that day's workout will help with your fitness levels, which means that you can actually go out and kick a ball with your child without collapsing on the ground in a heap after 1 minute. For some people, that's all that they want, is to be healthy and able to actively participate and go out and do active activities with their children. So have a think about your reason. Why are you exercising? Write that somewhere. Keep it at the forefront of your mind, because this is the starting block for you to create consistency. If you know your why, you're much more likely to want to go out and achieve that. So then, when your mind starts to make excuses, you've got a ready retort in your mind, and you're ready to go, you know what? No, I know that you're an excuse right now. I'm not taking that, because this is why I'm setting out to achieve this. Now, your next big step is to plan ahead. So you need to expect that things will spontaneously happen to change your schedule. Just like, I guess, when you've got the small baby and you're on that routine, and then someone invites you out to dinner or something like that. The same thing's going to happen with you here. You've still got to live your life. So you might have that consistent routine going on, but you know, you're going to get asked out to dinner. You're going to get invited to a party. Your friend's going to ask you out for coffee. And that's cool. Go do it. I really don't believe in restriction. So if you're finding that you are living in a place of restriction, well, that's going to then make you less consistent. You're not necessarily going to want to be consistent, and you might then drop off with your consistency because you want to live your life. And I don't blame you. I love to live my life. I love to do all the things. So you need to have a plan B for those last minute spontaneous things that might throw you out of your routine. So this happened to me recently. My partner spontaneously invited me out for lunch on a rare kid-free day. Whew, love free kid-free days. And I had a specific weight loss goal that I was trying to achieve, but at the same time, I just did not want to live my life saying no to eating out or sitting there eating broccoli while he was eating and enjoying his foods. So I implemented my plan B, which was simply to allow myself to enjoy that time out and to swap some meals around later in the week. Kind of like that 80-20 rule. I don't know if you've heard of the 80-20 rule, but it's consistently eating nutritious foods most of the time, but allowing yourself to relax on your nutritious foods some of the time. One non-nutritious meal is not going to derail your weight loss. The same as doing only one exercise session is not going to make you the fittest person around. You need to keep that in mind. One thing I always think about with the people that I see rapid transformations is have they thought about their end goal, or have they just been focused in on hitting a specific goal with little thought to the long term? So are they just aiming to lose that 5 kilos but haven't thought about how are they going to maintain that 5 kilo loss longer term? So whenever someone comes to me with big health and fitness goals, I'll sit there and ask them, what is their end goal? What is your why? How are you going to sustain that? Do you always want to be in that calorie deficit and training daily? Or is your aim to have a life you enjoy while maintaining the body you feel comfortable in? Either answer's fine. It's just what is you're comfortable with. If your end goal is to have a sustainable life, ice cream and chocolate aren't the end of the world. What you want to do is find that balance between enjoying those foods and not going overboard with them. Okay, so now we've got that consistent routine in place. You've got your plan B in place for spontaneity to your routine and things that might change in your routine. So what happens when our consistent routine becomes boring? Because you know what, that might happen. Your consistent routine might become boring. So while humans thrive on routine, we also become bored easily. Think about the people that eat chicken and broccoli every single night. Some people can do that, which is great, but personally, I can't do that. I'd get so bored if I ate only chicken and broccoli every single night. So consistency can make challenging routines almost mindless, which is a good thing, but it can also commit you to a formula that you've outgrown. So enjoy the comfort of the routine, absolutely, because that's what's going to give you the consistency. But keep an eye on your results so that you know when you need to make changes. And what I mean by that is check in with yourself about once a month and think about what progress you've made recently and what your next steps should be. So if you're finding that the benefits from your existing routine and your consistent practices are fading and you still haven't reached your goal, then it might be time to do some tweaking. I do this with my clients a lot. In fact, one of the key components of my VIP personal training program and the results that I always show is that I do look at changing up that consistency and changing up that routine if something's not working. So I've actually got one client who I'm working with at the moment, and her weight loss journey is stagnating. So we've looked at overhauling her whole program. We've changed her exercise up, changed it around, and I'm expecting to see some epic results over the coming weeks as a result of that, just by changing up what she's doing. So that, I guess, takes me back to my point earlier, which is that weight loss doesn't occur in a straight line. You lose weight for a while, then it plateaus, and then you lose weight again. But when it plateaus, that's when it's time to make those changes and change up your routine. Speaking of jumping back to previous points, let's just jump back to some examples of consistency in reaching goals. So today I've mainly spoken about weight loss, but as I said, it can be applied to your exercise goals too. Often I find that the ladies I train with who take a break from their workouts or are not consistent find that they can't maintain their level of fitness or don't move forward as quickly as that they had hoped with achieving their goals. And then they get disappointed and the downward cycle starts. That's not what we want. We want that upward cycle. We want those goals being achieved. And the ladies that I work with who consistently show up, they see results, whether it be weight loss or muscle gain or reaching their goals or whatever it might be. So I want to just give a quick example about one of my clients, Nick. So her goal this year was to achieve 10 pull-ups. And it's taken a lot of consistency. She's been consistent throughout the year towards working towards that goal. And when she started, she couldn't even do one half pull-up. But now she's at a point where she's doing 6 full pull-ups in a row. It might almost be 7 full pull-ups in a row. And that is consistency. She's kept working towards that goal and she's very close to obtaining it. I've got another client, Megan, who earlier this year did my 28-day mind and body boot camp. From there, she's moved into online PT with me, and her goal was a walking goal. So when she started the 28-day program, she was starting from scratch. But she maintained her consistency. She maintained and was consistent and kept training and kept doing, working towards her goal. And you know what happened? 4 months later, she achieved her walking goal. And that walking goal wasn't just a little walk. It was a massive 109-kilometer walk over 5 days. And she achieved that because she was consistent with her workout routine that led her towards achieving that goal. So if you consistently don't do what you need to do to achieve your goal, then you will consistently not achieve your goal. Weight slowly piles on. You slowly lose your muscle mass. In fact, actually, you lose 3-5% of your muscle mass every decade after the age of 30 if you don't continue to do resistance training. That's a talk for another day. We'll talk about that on a different podcast. But what I'm trying to get at is you need to be consistent. Otherwise, you see declining results, and that's not what you want. But consistency can be, those declining results can be reversed if you consistently work towards achieving your goals. So I know which I would prefer to do. I would consistently like to keep achieving my goals. That's my preference. Is it your preference? Okay, well, thank you. That about wraps it up. A nice short podcast today. But I think the main message is around consistency and being consistent with your exercise, being consistent with your food, but it doesn't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be consistent 100% of the time or perfect 100% of the time, as long as you are being consistent, because that is when the results show. I would love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to know if this has resonated with you or if we're hitting any aha moments just there. So if that's happening, drop me a line. Thanks for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. I would absolutely love it if you could help me share this message with more people. And you can do that by clicking a rating on this podcast episode. The more ratings I get, the more I am able to share this message with more people, more mums just like you. If you would like to find out more about Mummy Fit Time, feel free to pop over to my website. It's www.mummyfittime. That's spelt mummyfittime.com.au. Catch you next time on the podcast.